And for our last and final speaker, Kevin, speaking on Tradition 12.
I'm an addict. My name's Kevin. My home group is just for today, Monday nights, 24th in Holland. Come check us out. My clean date's August 1st, 2006. So thank you guys for helping me celebrate 19 years of doing this shit. This is kind of funny. Like, my sponsor told me a long time ago, never show up to an event early or else they'll ask you to do something. So I came last night and then got asked to speak on Tradition 12. And I had the same response as my wife. I'm like, traditions, man. Fucking shitty thing to talk about, but it's important, so I'll do it. So I was kind of thinking about this a little bit on the drive down here this morning. So anonymity being the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions, every reminder goes to place principles for personalities, right? So I was kind of really like dissecting it in my head a bit, and the word that kept coming out to me was foundation, right? So we talk about building a foundation in recovery for our own personal recovery for us to like grow from, and the importance of that in our personal recovery. So I started kind of applying that concept to what that means to the fellowship as a whole, with the traditions protecting us from ourselves, essentially. And I think what it comes down to for me and my interpretation of it is the 12th tradition safeguards us from one person ever being greater than the whole. And that's very important, because what that does too is it keeps ego in the back and allows our message to be in the front, right? Which is very essential for this. For all of this to work, we have to take ego out of the equation and let our message be our message, right? When I speak, my message is a Narcotics Anonymous driven message. Like, my sponsor is in Narcotics Anonymous, his sponsor is in Narcotics Anonymous. Like, I go to NA meetings, I sponsor people in NA, I work NA steps. My whole entire recovery revolves around Narcotics Anonymous. And I used to be kind of brass about it and kind of a dick about it, if I'm being honest. And I see some people who've known me for a long time shaking their head. And what I'm like conscious enough to recognize today is I'm extremely grateful for other avenues of recovery, for like laying the path with me, right? I'll tell you a secret, and some people don't like hearing this, but when we talk about our predecessors' hard-won experience, we're not talking about people who came before us in this program, right? And that's the truth of the matter. And my ego didn't allow me to see that for a long time, right? So I think the part of the 12th tradition that I really want to tap into is the principles before personalities part, right? Because I had this huge misconception of what that meant, and I would actually use it as a way to attack somebody, right? I would use the phrase principles before personalities as a way to attack somebody and cut somebody down. Like, I would see somebody acting in a fashion that I didn't think was appropriate for Narcotics Anonymous, and then I would be like, oh, but principles before personalities, as a way to cut them. You know what I mean? And when I got here too, I was handed this paper and it says, Tradition 12, being of service, takes us out of ourselves and focuses on the greater good. Service can be a tremendous relief. We get a reprieve from the self-centeredness of the core of our disease, right? So I was thinking about the concept of principles personality before personalities, and I was handed this, and I immediately like had an emotional response to an experience that I had like years ago early on that really made me understand what principles before personalities means, right? So like I said, I would think that Johnny over here is a self-centered asshole. So I'd be like, oh, he's a self-centered asshole, but he's trying to get clean. So we got to put principles before personalities. Like, I'm putting my personality of acceptance before his personality being an asshole. That's backwards. That's backwards, right? I have to put my personality of being judgmental, right, in the background, right? So like, when I think about principles before personalities, I need to put the principle of acceptance ahead of my personality of being judgmental in that regard. And it made me think of this time. There was this woman in the town that I got clean in. So I got clean in this really small town, right? And there wasn't a lot of Narcotics Anonymous. Like, if you ever want to have a conversation, like, I'm happy to do it. Like, there was a meeting list with five meetings on it, and it was a 90-minute drive between one meeting to another meeting, right? And that was it. And like, My sponsor's wife and two other people sitting in his backyard one time. They had moved back. My sponsor and his wife's recovery, the first 15 years of it was in Hawaii. They moved to Pennsylvania, blah, 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 blah. So we started talking about unifying Narcotics Anonymous back there. I get emotional over everything, so like bear with me. And it was like a Field of Dreams moment, right? If you build it, they will come, right? So we started the process of like starting an area back there and trying to unify some rogue meetings and building off of that. And like, it's super cool now because like I can roll into my hometown and not know anybody at the meeting, but like I'll look at a meeting list there and have like your auction of meetings every night. So there's this woman in my hometown who I fucking hated, right? And she was a pillar in our sister fellowship. And she was just kind of coming along for the ride, just kind of seeing what was going on. We're starting all these meetings and stuff. And I couldn't stand her. Every single thing that she said in a meeting was a direct attack on my character. Right? Nobody's ever thought that. Am I the only one? Please tell me I'm not the only one. Obviously bullshit, right? So we started doing this service commit. My sponsor's wife, who passed away a few years ago, and I'm still not okay with it, if I'm being honest. Because I just have to say this too. The sponsor that I have today is the sponsor that I started this process, right? And like, I'm saying that it's right. I'm not saying that it's wrong. It's just how it worked out for me, right? I'm a firm believer in if the dynamic that the sponsor-sponsee dynamic, if it's not mutually beneficial, it's time to like move on and find something that is. Like, I genuinely believe that. So like, I'm not saying that. If you have had multiple sponsors, that it's wrong. I'm just saying my experience is I've had the same sponsor since day one, and it still works. And as instrumental as he has been in my life, she was every bit as. So we were doing this service commitment with, there was a small little hick town, middle of fucking nowhere. There was a little rehab, like a 12-bed rehab in my hometown. And we were doing this service commitment there. And we were doing a basic text study there. And what we did was we would read a paragraph out of the basic text, and we would talk about the words in it. And any single word that everybody wasn't 100% positive the meaning of that word, we would cross it out. I still have this book somewhere, and it's so cool to look at. We would cross the word out, and we would write the dictionary definition of that word in its place, and then reread the paragraph replacing the word with the dictionary definition. I realized how little I understood the English language doing this, honestly. And it just, like, it was like a whole new perspective, and it opened up this whole, oh my gosh, it was like Aladdin, right? Like a whole new world, like it was crazy. And so like, I was really like getting into sharing this experience with her, with my sponsor's wife. It was the two of us that was doing this. We've been doing it for a few months and it was great. The clients loved it, blah, 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 blah. And I remember one night, my sponsor's wife, Darlene, called me and she's like, hey, I can't make it tonight. I'm sending somebody in my place. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I pull into the parking lot and it's this woman that every time she talks, she's fucking attacking me, right? So it's this woman that I can't stand, right? And so we're in this rehab. We're doing this thing that we've been doing for months and it's been great. And this is the first time that things started to get out of control, right? It was like some new clients, everything. I've worked residential drug and alcohol for over a decade. Like I understand the dynamics of it. And everything was just kind of like getting out of control and it was getting chaos. And what happened without prompting, without us talking about it, me and her just started dialoguing recovery with each other, right? And everything kind of came into focus, right? And I could feel that. Here's a woman that I hate with a passion, for reasons that are manifested in my own head that are far from reality, right? And I can physically feel the recovery generating back and forth, right? And it was kind of after this experience that like it really started to put that principles before personalities in perspective, right? Like my personality of being judgmental, my personality of being self-doubting, right, like I had to put the principles of acceptance more than anything ahead of that to be able to receive that moment, to be able to recognize that moment. And what that allowed for me in my personal life and my personal recovery is to stop missing the message, right? So I'm grateful for Narcotics Anonymous. I'm grateful that this is a 15-minute panel, because to talk about the 12th tradition for an hour would be difficult. I like having a microphone, though. It's kind of nice. It makes me feel important. So thank you guys for being here. It's 1 o'clock. I think 1 o'clock is lunchtime. So enjoy the rest of your weekend, and see y'all out there.